what's poppin'?
Turn your speakers up.
Turn these speakers up.
You're locked in to the illest girls next door.
You can bump it in your stereo.
On boominglive.com.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Okay. Hey.
Okay.
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 I'm seeing green.
Okay.
I'm seeing green.
Okay.
I'm seeing green.
Okay.
I'm seeing green too.
Okay.
Hey.
You already know, baby. We are back with another one, and I'm Jay Vince.
I'm Missy Riss.
And I'm
Yanni. And today we have Mia Mills. So let's give a round of applause.
I'm loving the whole aesthetic.
Yes.
The green. We manifest the money, we manifest abundance, all of that.
So, like, what made you, like, always, like, get into green? Like, what's about green for you?
I don't know. I was in Cali, and I woke up. I said, you know what, I want to dye my hair green. I want to dye my hair a color.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I had on a green and blue shirt, and I chose green. But I told him to do a balayage, though. Because I had, like, a blonde balayage. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a certain way of ombreing.
I was going to say, what's it?
It's, like, a different type of way of ombreing. It's not, like, just a regular ombre. It's all throughout the hair. You know, not just from top to bottom. It's all throughout it. So it might be from top to bottom, but in different areas. If I hope I'm explaining it right. But, yeah, I told them to do that. And they like, after a while, the green had turned blue. So I was kind of happy with it. And I was just like, okay, cool.
Facts.
That's cute. And then I just kept going with the green, and it complements my eyes. I have green eyes.
I was
going
to say, I'm like, your eyes are green.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nah, that's definitely fire.
Thank you.
So, how you think going? Like, what's going on? Like, the snow, in a way, like,
it just started snowing.
It did.
Okay,
so
I just didn't even know that it was supposed to snow. Like, I'm getting dressed.
I didn't know it was going to snow. I had on a skirt earlier, actually.
Oh, that's how the weather was going earlier.
Yeah,
it was feeling nice.
That's what I'm saying. It was feeling nice at first. It was feeling really nice. And then, you know, it just, I don't know what happened.
I got a phone call like, yeah, you know it's going to snow. I said, excuse me. It's gonna snow like this.
Did we get an update? We didn't get no update. We just came outside and it was just snow.
They didn't say anything. Yeah. How I feel about today, I remember like last year when it was wintertime, nobody knew it was gonna snow and it was a bad snowstorm. And like everybody was on the road and like everybody was stuck on the road.
Oh no, that was 3 years. No, that was like 2018.
No, that was last year.
Wait, huh?
Yeah.
It was a whole snow thing. Everybody got stuck in the snow.
It was unexpected. Yeah, because nobody knew. Nobody knew.
That wasn't fucking last year.
It was last year, bro. But, like, just, like, living in Jersey and, like, going to Cali, like, what would you say is the difference? Like, do you like Cali more than Jersey or, like...
Everything's different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everything's really different. Like, when you move from place to place, it get different. Like, when I moved from New York to Jersey, it was different. Moving from Jersey to Cali, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get up out of Cali, though. I was
like, the food is trash.
Thank you.
That's what I heard. The food is trash.
I heard the food is garbage.
They got tacos.
That's all they got.
I'm jacking the tacos. And I'm jacking. They got this Brazilian spot that when you order something, it just keep coming out. It keep coming out.
Oh, they have a name for that shit. I forgot
what it's called, but it keep coming out. And you know the late night spot, Bossa Nova. And then, I don't know. I try In-N-Out, but you get tired of that. That's like a tourist spot. So, like, after In-N-Out, you're going to use the bathroom. You're going to use the bathroom and go there. I don't know. It's just tacos. I don't know. It's nothing to eat out there for real.
Wow.
And I was out there just working for real. Like, I was just recording and stuff like that. I wasn't really, like, out there to be out. I never been to a club out there or nothing like that.
Right.
I just been in the studios and in the crib.
So did you have, like, any crazy experiences while living out there?
Oh, no. There's a lot of crazy experiences that I've had. But, like, that's just Cali, I heard.
Right.
I heard that's just Cali, so it's just like whatever.
So, like, what was one of the weirdest things that happened to you out there?
Yo, my Uber. Okay, so.
Story time.
All right, so I'm in the Uber, right? And I told him I wanted to stop to get food. I stopped at 7-Eleven. And, you know, I asked him, I'm like, you want anything like tea or water or something?
Right.
This man gave me a list.
Wait.
No. Y'all laughing. This man gave me a real list. Like, he was obligated to this list. Like, he was about to leave me.
Oh, he was not.
They're gangsta. Like, he was about to leave me. And I was just like, I'm not getting all that.
Yeah.
On your dime?
Yeah, nah. I got you, and I'll tip you
and
on Uber.
And I'll just paid you to,
nah,
like...
Nah, I'm going to tip you on Uber so you could go get your list, but I'm not remembering all of that. For right, Cali, yeah. I'm smacked. I'm not remembering all of that. He still told me where I gotta go. I went to the store.
As he should. Like,
but the list was crazy, though. I say the craziest thing that ever happened to me was, I lost my shirt on the beach. Nothing really crazy happened to me out there. Like, right. I lost a shirt on the beach by the wind. Or like a seagull, really. I think a seagull picked my shirt up. But it wasn't nothing too crazy. Like,
that's a little crazy.
Like, that's
kind of,
like, out the, like, ordinary.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That was weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm chilling, smoking. Thinking smoking on the beach is a good idea in Cali. It's not. It's windy. The blunt is not going nowhere but the wind. You're not smoking. You're not smoking. Like, it's going in the wind. So my shirt went in the wind. Bird catch the shirt. It sounds unbelievable, but there was someone there to witness it. So
I believe that.
What about like the difference of like artists that you work with compared from like the East Coast to the West Coast? Like, is there a different vibe when you're in the studio and you're working with them?
Nah, the vibe is way different. Vibe is way different in Cali than it is in New York. I don't know, like there's a I was just explaining to my team, like, there's certain things that I want to do in Cali, certain songs I want to shoot in Cali, and certain songs that I want to get done in Cali, and there's certain things that I got to get done on the East Coast. Like, it's just a different type of vibe. Like, it's like, I don't know how to explain it.
Would you say it's calmer in Cali?
Yeah, it's a calm vibe. It's a chill vibe. Mm-hmm. It's like more so like a mellow vibe. Like, a lot of the songs that I made while I was out there is not so like, bitch, and all this other extra shit. Like, it's like some calm shit. Like, I'm really like, you know, spitting, and it's like, it's just different. Like, the vibe out there is just different.
What do you prefer?
I really don't. I don't know. I get tired of things fast. I'm a Sag. So.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, a Sag.
Hey, fire time.
Yeah, okay. I get tired of things quick. So I was out there, and I was out there for a month. And then, well, maybe two. See, I don't know. I got tired. I got bored quick. I was like, all right, time to go back home. Let's regroup. Let's see what's going on somewhere else.
Okay. Right.
I like got that vibe. It was fun.
I like the travel vibe, though.
I went back multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love it over there. But it's just like, you got to take a break sometimes. Oh, sugar. You got to take a break sometimes. You can't be there over there sometimes.
So you wouldn't move there?
Maybe. For like, I would do like a few years there. Like, nothing more than like 5 years. Nothing more than 5 years there.
Would you say, as far as like, is the industry better over there or is it better over here?
It's easier to connect over here than it is over there, right?
Oh, really?
Really? I was thinking the other.
You think it's harder to connect over here than it is in Cali?
I've never been in Cali,
Y'all heard of radio stations in Cali?
I've heard of them.
Have you listened to them?
A few.
Go to Cali, listen to the radio stations, and then let me know what you think.
Wow, I'm gonna do that project.
Like, there's every state that you go to, they listen to different types of music. So there's certain songs that are current, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that they're into. You know, you gotta catch that type of vibe. So if you're in that lane, then I would go over there. But if you're in the New York lane, then I would stay in New York. You get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, so it's all about the demographic, basically.
Yeah, it's really about the demographic. Like, I don't know if I was, like, going for, like, the... I don't know. I fuck with all demographics. But, you know, some people, they have a main structure on that demographic. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm hitting all demographics.
That's fire.
And congratulations. Going in.
Makes sense.
Seeing what's going on.
Diversity definitely plays a huge part in terms of networking and where you are in the country. I never knew, like, how important that shit was. I thought it was, like, all the same.
Nah, bro. Go to North Carolina. Turn on the radio.
Oh, well, yeah, nah. See, now down south, that's a whole another entity, like, within itself.
If you go to Atlanta, they're playing Push and P on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're playing Young Thug on the radio, and you'd be like, what? Like,
yeah.
I gotta get on an aux over here. Like, what? Like, but over there, it's like regular, like, yeah, we played that. Like, let me hear Fabio. You know? Let me hear this person. Let me hear that person. Let me hear some pop. Like, they want to hear shit that we like. we listen to all of that mad times.
So, like, they just stick in a category and just play, like, those people that's out
mad there. Different people, though. Not just one category. Mad different categories, though. Gotcha. Like, they, it's, like, it's just different spaces you go to. I don't know. Like, even when I was, like, I think I was, like, 13 years old, my mom took me to South Carolina to meet my stepdad's family, right? Mm-hmm. They were playing Lean With It, Rock With It.
Okay.
That guy.
Wait, you was, we were at least 6 years ahead of that.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No, but we were at least 6 years ahead of that, though. Like, mm-hmm. So why is Lean With It, Rock With It on the radio? Right. And then after that, they playing Soulja Girl. And then after that, they playing this. And then after that, like, it's
Soulja
just...
Soulja Girl is crazy.
That's crazy right now.
Soulja Girl is crazy.
My mind was blown. I was like, Mommy, what's wrong with the radio?
I would have been like, why y'all doing this?
I was like, Mommy, why would you bring me down here and we like 3 years behind? Why do I feel like I'm in a time machine? What's going on down here?
I wish I was a time machine.
No. She's funny. She's funny. No, but yeah, I was like, Mom, what's going on? She was like, oh, nah, like, things are just different down here. You know what I'm saying? Like, things are just different. Like, you know, sometimes people are up to date with certain things. And when you start, even nowadays when you travel, it's facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's facts. Like, it's just you got to go to, I don't want to, like, you know, say certain areas because I'm a couple years behind thinking about those areas. But certain areas you go to, they're going to be more behind in certain areas or just listening to a different genre of, they're going to listen to rap, but just a different genre.
Yeah, right.
Like, YG is on the radio in Cali.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. That's fire.
I got
to They listen to mad different, like, SZA's on the radio, heavy on the hip-hop radio, though. Like, like on hip-hop radio, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, High 97, like, they'll play SZA. But it's not, like, in the rotations, like, all the other rotations. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, all the other rotations that was going on. So I was just like, wow. Like, they got different types of taste everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta, I love, like, the radio in Atlanta.
They play everything.
Crazy.
Everything.
Crazy.
I think that's because everybody's, like, Atlanta is slowly becoming, like, the hub, like the mecca right now for the music industry. So it's like everybody's going there. So you got people from up here, you got people from out west, you got people from down south. Everybody's just going there. So it's like they have to appeal to that demographic, like what we were talking about. And they have to, it's becoming more and more diverse. I think the same thing started happening with Houston too.
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Home?
Texas. Like my cousin.
I have some
little family in Texas, and you know, they was like catching up on certain stuff that I was listening to. I'm like, how do you even know about that? Like,
right.
Y'all was behind when I went over there. I didn't even know about that. And they'd be like, nah, we listen to that stuff. I'm like, I bet. I thought y'all was still in the boat.
Not still on the wall.
Nah,
still
on the wall. It was on the wall for mad long.
Thank God.
And it was fun. It was fun though. I was having fun with that.
Yeah. That's tough. That's tough. So like, just taking like a step back and everything, when was like your first like love for music? Like, all right, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna take this serious. Like, when did you write like your first rap? Like,
I was 7 when I wrote my first rap by myself. Ooh. Yeah. Okay, so my mom used to rap.
Shout out to Mama Joe.
Okay,
Shout out to Mama Mills. She brought me in the studio for the first time when I was like 5.
Mm. Okay.
She told me what to say though. When I was 7, I wrote what I wanted to say to her. And then, like, around, like, 10, 11, 12, like, you know, that middle school area, she noticed that I was, like, dead serious, like, writing, and, like, I wasn't stopping. So she bought a studio, put it in the crib so now it's accessible. You know, my uncles and us were all making music. We'll put it together. She bought the camera so I could shoot my first video. So after that, it was sort of just, like, why play with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, might as well take it serious, you know? It was fun back then when I was serious now. So I'm happy it's serious now. And I'm happy I had that, you know, that gateway to do that type of stuff, you know?
Quick shout out to the parents who invest in their children's dreams.
Yeah, big shout out to that.
That's amazing.
No, really big shout out to that.
You can't play with it at that point. My mom can't.
Right. It's like, all right.
I love it.
Because school was serious. Like, school is serious. Like, when it comes to my mom, she's also a teacher.
Ooh,
so school is very serious, you know, honor roll every single semester, every quarter, you know, go to college, make sure you get the degree, you know. I had to focus on music, but my little brother is doing what he needs to do, you know what I'm saying? And I'll keep going to school eventually, you know what I'm saying? Just to help, just to make her happy, but at least I'm taking something serious. The point was, take something serious, you know what I'm saying?
I swear that was my dad.
Like, you have to take something serious, like, you're not going to be, it's either that or you're going to be working your ass off. Which one? Which one? So, like, pick one of them. Like, and I hope, and I thought to myself, I said, you know what? If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something that I actually enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to be stressing about it, at least I can't be like...
At least I love it.
Yeah, like, at least I'm going to be stressing about it and be like, damn, but I'm having fun while I'm doing it.
Right.
a little mad, but
because you know the outcome is like. I'm gonna stress about it, but I know 5 years from now I'm gonna be like, laughing about the stress. Like, I remember we were stressing about that shit. Now we're stressing about all this money we gotta count.
That's not okay. That's okay.
The goal of the time. Right. I'm like, yo, listen, we are very upset right now. I'd be very upset right now, but you're upset. I'll be in my bag. You're gonna upset. It just means happy. You know what I'm saying? Like the opposite of upset is happy. So just work it out another way. You know what I'm saying? Like not the negative way. Not right now.
But yeah. I also feel like working even like being upset comes with because like you love it so much that you want it to be perfect the way that you want it to be. It's just like, and sometimes it get a little frustrating when like people don't see like your vision. It's just like, well, like you're not a star like me, but like you feel me? Like I'm a star. Literally. And okay. That's how I feel like everybody should feel about this. I was like, you're an artist. You should feel like you're on top of the world. You should move with that integrity and that mindset, you know, because a lot of people fall victim to like, sometimes like everything is not picking up at the time that they need it to be.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's just frustrating. You feel me? But everything has to be perfect. And it's just like, I'm not mad because I don't want to do this and I hate it. I'm mad because I love this shit so much that it needs to be perfect. It needs to be perfect. Like, I'm too much of a star for it not to be perfect.
That brings me to a question, right?
Yes, sir.
Was there any artist growing up that was like your main inspiration? Like
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not sorry, I didn't expect that.
I wasn't either.
I was expecting a female artist.
I'm not gonna lie, I definitely was expecting that.
I was expecting a female artist. I feel like it's status quo.
You're right. But like my biggest inspiration is Jay-Z.
That's right.
He said I'm not a businessman. I'm a
businessman.
How could you not be inspired for real?
No, honestly, start there. That's literally the rags to riches.
No, but I really grew up off of him. Like I have every single one of his albums. Like. I have the CDs. I got like the, you know, like CDs. The digital print, you know, the one that fold out and it show you the edges.
Yeah.
Like, it's serious.
You was reading the lyrics
Going hard. Like, I know who produced it. I know who pressed the buttons on certain things if they had something to say.
I love that.
I'm on it. Like, I know what's going on. Like, I really love that. I really love Jay-Z. It wasn't just about music. It was about building an empire when it came to him. It was about, like, building a stamp. You know, not everybody is just going to be able to say, like, you know, that person inspired me. Like, you have to actually be doing something with yourself. You get what I'm saying? You have to actually be, like, motivated to do more than just what you're doing. You get what I'm saying? Like, he had more of a purpose than just what people thought his purpose was. I like that a lot about him.
And he was a Sag. Throw that out there.
Yeah.
Well, he is.
Yeah. December 4th.
So, like, quick little off course. So, you said Jay-Z inspired you. Who you think would go against Jay-Z in a versus?
I don't know.
Because I think they had the debate where it was...
Hold on. I have something to say right now. They had a debate, and the debate ended, and nobody came back with any type of person that could go up against him. So what does that say?
That's the one, respectfully.
They had a whole debate. When was the debate? Like 4 months ago?
It started on Twitter three months ago.
And then it got to Instagram and the Shade Room and all them, and then actual verses, like, probably a month ago, and there's still nothing surfacing, so... When something surfaces, if I agree with it, then I'll speak on it. But until then, I don't know who could go up against Jay-Z right now.
That really means, like, you're really goaty. Like, you're unfuckable.
Serious. I don't know either.
You're unfuckable.
I feel like if you talk against him, it's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's alive. He's still working. He's still doing the damn thing. And he's stamped.
Facts. So
he really a walking legend. Like, I don't understand.
So then I'm
even trying to, like... Feel me? I'm just saying, y'all can name other people. I'm just saying, like, I want to know what they did that he did.
Yeah.
He did a lot of stuff that's not just music related.
Mm-hmm.
That brought in a lot of bag.
Mm-hmm. For a lot of people.
Yeah. Like, he wasn't just a person that just want to help himself.
Yeah.
He want to help other people around him, too. That shit fire.
And is that something you plan on doing in your career?
Yeah, definitely.
In what ways?
Any way possible, honestly. There was just actually a fire in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I That was crazy. My aunt used to live there. My cousins used to live there. So I went and I donated with some of my friends.
That's right.
I went with another couple artists. You know, my son, the General, Dice Peso, Peter Guns was there. A few other artists were there. There was a couple artists there that was helping out. And it was kind of like, it was good to see a lot of people coming together, especially upcoming artists. Because not a lot of people, like, try to tap in. Like, you know, they feel like they can't. But you dead can. Like, it's not nothing to just get involved, you know?
Right. Your graffiti was giving the people the clothes that you don't even wear anymore.
Right.
That's my thing. And a lot of people have, like, closets of stuff they don't wear no more. A lot of people repeating outfits. So, like, all the other stuff you got in your closet, you might as well just, like, you know, give it to people that need it.
I feel like a lot of artists kind of discredit and forget how the importance of philanthropy is. Like, that can really push your career so much. Like, yeah, the music is cool, but it's like, what are you doing for the people? You know? And it's like, I feel like that is what propels a lot of people, especially like Jay-Z. Like, he already had the background with the music. Like, everybody knows he's a music mogul, but he did everything else because it's like you said, like, he served a purpose more than people, more than what people thought he could. So I think that's really, really important in the industry, and I feel like that's a lot of thing that a lot of musicians should definitely take heed to.
Whether you like it or not, you have a platform.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody has a platform. You have to use your platform wisely in a positive way.
Yeah. Definitely wisely, because, like, they got this whole, like, cancel culture. Like,
I get it, because some people don't want to be held accountable for their personal opinions, but
cancel culture?
Is that, like, when they cancel someone?
So, like, basically, for instance,
Tory with any the whole opinion.
Everybody's like, no, don't listen to his music. Don't do this, because, like, that'll stop.
I don't get involved in controversy. Yeah, like, I don't even read that shit. I'll be like, oh.
No taboo.
So you would be the type to just ignore it.
I don't know what's going on.
Ain't got nothing to do with me.
No, I don't know what's going on. Like, until somebody was to tell me what's going on, I don't know what's going on.
That's a good way to be.
No, seriously.
Honestly,
ignorance is definitely
so. Can I say, what is, like, the hardest part of being a female artist, you know? Because I feel like the industry is not mainly ran by men, but, like, it's a lot of
respect.
It's a lot of men in the game, you know? So, like, yeah, like, what's the hardest part of being a female? Well, what's the pros and cons? I want to know both sides.
Well, I'm a girl, so I'm fine. They're going to listen.
Period. You
know? They're gonna show people, like, yo, look at this bitch. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just so many pros and cons to being a female artist. It's kind of, like, really controversial in the end. It's how do you want to think about it, really.
Yeah, perspective on it. I remember.
Yeah, it's really, like, what's your perspective on it? Like, are you looking at it in, like, what type of impact can you bring? Or, like, what type of fan base? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really hard for women to gain respect in the industry. Men don't, I don't want to say all men. Wait, we're on a podcast, right?
Yes.
Now you podcast niggas.
it do be the podcast niggas.
The fellow podcast men, I don't like y'all. That talk about women, I don't like y'all.
All day,
yep.
Like,
yep.
I don't like y'all.
What's Sunday?
Where were y'all mothers?
I know who you're talking about.
That's stupid.
Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I don't know about them. We're not even gonna, like, that's a whole nother, like, branch off of, like,
right, talk about them, we're giving them clout.
That's a whole different species. I don't know what's going on with them, so this is what we're gonna talk about. So, like, when it comes to being a female artist, I feel like women, we have to work way harder. We have to work way harder. So, look, you have to pick, I don't want to say you have to pick, but they label you really fast. You get what I'm saying? So I wouldn't really say, like, it's like a pick or choose thing. It's just like a just get ready for the bullshit.
Gotcha.
Like, you have to really be ready for the bullshit. Like, there's a lot of bullshit that comes with it, and you got to be ready for it, and you got to know what type of person you want to be seen as. Like, you want people to respect you, and when you walk in the room, you want other people to know, like, nah. Like, you want niggas to be like, nah, respect her, bro.
Facts.
Like, where to? She not playing, bro. Like, I don't care what you gotta do. Don't go crazy. You feel what I'm saying? But do what you gotta do so that people, when you walk in the room, maybe not. She needs, like, you going, this sis, you feel me? Respect her.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard. And I wouldn't say really, like, it's hard it's hard because we females and men be just looking, like, you know what I'm
saying? Like
a
sex symbol, like.
Yeah, men be looking at female rappers as if they sex symbols, and we supposed to be looked at as if we working, bro.
We
at the end of the day, we working. So, like, I could be talking about whatever the fuck I want to talk about on my song. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even the type of person that's, like, really fond of, like, I talk about sex on my songs, but it's not, like, a big thing. Right. But even if it was a big thing, that has nothing to do with you at the end of the day. This is my workplace. Mm-hmm. So respect my workplace, just like I respect your workplace. I'm not over here telling you to show me a band or show me how much bread is in your bank account because you over here talking about money. So don't sit here, you feel me, and try to disrespect women because of what you think they're trying to give off. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, or what type of person you think like a female rapper is gonna be. Like, it's a lot of like assumptions made when it comes to female rappers. It's really annoying. Like, I've literally heard a lot, like through stories, personal experiences, watching YouTube videos about other female rappers venting about it. It gets crazy.
Yeah.
But the fun part is, we look good.
Period. I remember.
We look good. Like, I'm not ugly as fuck trying to rap.
Not at all.
I'm not. You get what I'm saying? Like, I look the fuck good.
Yeah.
So.
Talking shit.
A nigga might be doing all that extra shit just because I'm prettier than him. Mm-hmm.
Respectfully.
You don't know
that. That's the one.
I was going to say niggas be jealous.
You never know.
Especially when a female can really spit.
Maybe my baby hairs is upsetting his hairline. I don't know, but the fact of the matter is that nigga's upset. I'm not upset. I'm doing my work. You're not doing your work because you worry about my work, and you do what you gotta do, and I do what I gotta do. And don't watch my baby hairs.
I was gonna ask that because I remember it was a minute ago. You know that the little series that Nicki Minaj had, and she was talking about how, like, you know, sometimes she has to be a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because people mm-hmm. only take you seriously when it's like you're being a bitch, and it's like it's sorry that you have to be labeled like that, but it's like you have to be 10 toes down in what you want
and
your respect.
Like, I'm stamping my respect,
you know, and I feel like that's. You feel me? You should be able to walk in and just like any
and
other guy, get dapped up. You
nice,
respect.
You
feel me? Like,
yeah, I'm mumbling and cackling. And my point is, she was right. She was dead right. And let me tell you why she was right. Because sometimes you gotta be a bitch to get what you want and to get your way and to get your point across. Like, I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of people that probably think I'm a bitch and I really don't give a fuck. I am a bitch. And you wanna know why you probably think I'm a bitch? You wanna know why you think I'm a bitch? Because maybe you was challenging my shit. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe my energy was too dominant for your energy and it was too alpha for your shit and it made you feel like a bitch.
Talk your shit.
You think I'm a bitch because you a bitch. No, that's not the case.
That's the case.
The case is you a bitch. The fact of the matter is you a bitch and you upset because you a bitch. And a bitch like me made you feel like you're less of a man. So now you feel like, oh, you know what, she's a bitch.
So.
She's a bitch because she made me feel like a bitch. So she's no.
But a man never
going to
say,
pop your titties over there. Because I'm like, you feel what I'm saying? Tell that man to go pop his titties over there and go get upset over there and go get go pop his neck somewhere else. I don't got time for that shit. You upset because my energy made you feel less
inferior.
Mm-hmm. It made you feel less than. I'm too dominant for you.
I love to hear that. Women
I intimidate
all day.
You. It gets you upset. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's okay. Because only a couple boss bitches could be around me. And it's just, you know what? You're a bitch, but you're not a boss bitch. So that's why you're upset. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. It's just a fact.
It's a lot of bitches, but it's not a lot of boss bitches.
It's the problem.
I will say there's a lot of women who just are just better musically than men. Genuinely better. And men can't accept that. Like,
it
it's like, yo, she
them.
Just really just ate
not
you
literally
up.
Just
it intimidates them. It intimidates them, and then that's when they find reasons to degrade the person.
Mm-hmm. That's what
now they finding excuses. Now they got something to say about this person, and they got a whole story about that, and they got they find any reason to try
they
to degrade
digging.
That person so that they can make them look less than, but really affecting that it is, nigga. You trash. And shorty just shitted on you. And now you sitting here trying to make her less than, when really, she just made you feel crazy. It's all right, though, you know. We see it a lot, but mostly with females, though. Mm-hmm. You don't really expect it with the men, but everybody thinks a lot of stuff is competition when it's not.
Mm. So then
a lot of stuff is in the competition. Some of it is just work.
So then what separates you from other female artists?
I'm me.
Period.
I'm me.
Say no
That's
more.
The most sad answer.
Say no more.
I'm me.
Say
I love
less.
It, though. I'm
less
me.
Less is said.
There's nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Like, there's really, like, and I just want to say, like, you know, just being on a podcast and it's all females, I love when females talk they shit and feel how they feel. Mm-hmm. You should feel like you're a walking boss and you're untouchable.
Right. Like, ultimately, there's nobody who you can compare yourself to.
No, dead ass. That's
you
the
can't.
One. That's the one.
This is
who
what
the hell?
I'm talking about.
That's how I feel about it. So, like, even, like, in the industry now, like, when they say in certain songs how they try to pin female artists against each other, like, how the fuck can you compare certain people? They in their own lane.
They are trying to pin female artists against male artists right now. It is getting
That's crazy.
Like,
that's crazy.
I'm not even talking about anything specific. I'm just talking about, like, what I've personally, like, I've, like, people are comparing women to men right now. It's up. Like,
I've been more entertained by women lately.
It's up.
Women are,
it's
They got the shit. Right,
stop. You know
these niggas gonna have to put their balls on the table and get it the fuck together. Cause let me tell you something, bitches is coming hard right now. Like, we are coming hard. Like, we wanna. Can y'all niggas rap? For real?
No.
I'm not talking about that Dr. Seuss bullshit. I'm talking about, like, not that riddly-middly bullshit. I'm talking about that. Not the drink talk, but I'm talking about that real, like,
no.
Tell me a story. Like, tell me what you did yesterday. Rap to me about what you did yesterday.
I'm about to clip this. Talk to me. I need to know the answer.
Like, real shit. Cause
They can't.
Poof. They can't.
So
you know how many niggas is about to be triggered watching this interview?
Oh, yo.
Niggas is about to be triggered.
You know how many niggas' dicks is going to get hard from watching this shit? Cheery. You want to know why? Because it's going to be niggas that's going to be upset, but it's going to be niggas like, damn, who is this bitch? Like,
right.
This bitch took her shit. You want to know what it is? These motherfuckers is playing around right now. I'm letting you know right now, everybody's playing around right now, and we having fun.
Mm-hmm.
We are having mad fun. I can't wait till it gets serious. I cannot wait.
I'm excited.
No.
Right. You got me excited.
I cannot wait till it gets serious. Like, when it's really time to, like, rap. It's coming. It's about to get time. Niggas is getting tired of hearing the same shit.
You ever rap, like, at the lunch tables?
Yeah.
And rap at You are so confident. I feel like there's a build-up to your confidence.
Fun. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm all for the fun. I like to have fun. That's my mom. And I had fun around her. Like, it got to the point where, like, at a certain, like, I feel like at a certain age, I feel like it was when I turned 21.
After I turned 21,
I swear, I see a whole different mom. I was
I talk to my mom every day on the phone now, and it's like...
What?
Mom, like...
But it wasn't 21 for me, it was 25. Once I turned 25, that's when she wanted to, like, be my friend and shit.
Now, I didn't really get comfortable until, like, 23. I'm 24 now. Like, I really started getting in a groove of it. Like, you know what? I can relax. Like,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Because on my 21st birthday, I was like, oh, nah, it's lit. Oh, nah, it's lit.
They're like...
And then after the 21st birthday, it was like, all right, bitch, sit your ass down for me. You need to focus up. This is what you need to focus up on. And I was like, all right, you got it.
Nah, I definitely like that.
Then it came time, like, focusing up. And then she was around for a lot of music stuff. And then it was like, I have to loosen up a little bit around her. Like, even if I don't want to, I'm going to have to.
You're gonna
if
have
I don't,
to.
I'm going
to
look stiff on this camera.
Right.
And I don't want to look stiff on the camera.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was like, I had to get comfortable, but...
I definitely felt that wholeheartedly. I just feel like parents, especially, like, what parents gotta understand is that support as a parent supporting your child goes a long way.
It means so much.
Just being able to talk to you about music videos and just being able to talk to you about my career comfortably goes a long way.
If my parent believes in me, I don't give a fuck about nobody else.
I don't care what nobody say.
So that's
important. My mama said I'm a star.
I don't care.
And everybody's jealous of me. Everybody's jealous.
No, mama was right.
Mama
was jealous. Yo. Mama said, bitch is jealous.
That's not your friend.
That's not your friend. She's
right.
Jealous.
Bruh.
She's
right.
Like,
she be trying to handle
like. She for real like you for real. That's what it is.
That's the one.
She for real like you for real. They really was liking you.
They really was.
They really
was.
They really was.
They're not trying to be like you.
Son.
You can't be me.
Shit get weird.
Yo.
Shit get real wacky.
Nah, I definitely felt that wholeheartedly. Like, even now, like, I'm 23. Like, now, before I was never doing this, I'm mad. I'm telling my dad I'm over here cursing and everything. I'm like, hold on, my lady.
Hold on, wait, Mom, I'm sorry.
Like,
hold on.
Like, can I tell the story how
can I say it though?
This bitch got me fucked up.
Can I finish the way I was telling it the way I was
saying it? Right, like,
can I? Ma, listen. Cause this bitch,
yeah, my mom be like, I know you mad, it's okay. I'm like,
yo, before couldn't do that, like,
but no, that's
like, who you talking to? Cause it's my dad, so like, what?
That's right definitely now, the biggest thing that I feel like most parents don't understand. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of people, a lot of talented people just give up on their dreams because, mm-hmm. like, their parents devalue mm-hmm. them. So that's crazy. You unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
It's like when you a child, if my mom said yeah, then it's shit.
If I can rap, I'm the rap.
Like, they said, call my mom, teach. Good. Yeah. Call her.
Call her.
Matter of fact, call my dad.
Call my dad.
call him. Call him. Yeah. Call him. He, not something that I think he's gonna laugh. He'll be like, huh? She did what? What?
It's time to put you on the spot.
It's time.
What's the spot?
The dirty laundry spot.
Oh, wait. Oh, I just did my laundry.
I just did my laundry.
You missed the spot, my good sis.
Nope, I didn't. I got both of them on right now.
Wait.
My socks match today.
Mine do today, y'all.
It looks like you.
Wait, this was before.
I don't got no dirty laundry.
We matching today. This was before the dirty laundry, though.
My socks never match.
I've been trying to know. I ain't gonna lie, my socks be matching, but like I was rushing, so I'm like,
my socks never match. Like I really never.
My socks only match
is when I got on Nike socks.
They gotta match.
Dude,
you can't walk out with black and blue.
What other socks do you have?
No, I got the little cute.
I'm not gonna lie, my office socks I never mix match them. My Scooby-Doo socks never get mixed. My gallery department socks never mix match. Nike socks, the automatic polo socks, can't mix match those.
You can't mix match those unless you're putting them on the wrong ankle.
Right. My boy, like
the little cupcake ones.
Come on.
Whoa. Or the ones with the cats on them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When my auntie be out at the department stores and shit, she pick me up some socks. Those little socks don't be matching.
They don't.
they don't be matching.
This was before dirty laundry, though. I wanted to ask you, who is your top five?
Oh, yeah, that's the spot. Yeah, that one.
Who's your top five artists that you would work with, dead or alive?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I work with Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, number one.
We got Jadakiss.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jada.
Right.
I would work with Busta Rhymes.
Okay.
I want to work with Timbaland. Super bad.
Like, that would be fire.
Right.
And, only five?
Okay.
Listen, you can do two honorable mentions.
All right. So, but then the fifth is Missy Elliott.
Mm.
And then...
I love all old school.
Two honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Like you dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know. Okay. RIP DMX. I was dying to work with you. Yo, I was literally fiending to work with, like, I wanted to work with him so bad.
That song would have been hard.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna work with DMX. And
yo, don't ever do that.
But the bark, hold on. The bark and the bitch, it wouldn't have, like, it went hand in hand.
Come on.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Marvin.
He's like, I know, right? Damn, who wouldn't want to work with Biggie?
Facts. He's definitely in my top.
I would pull every bar out of my ass I could possibly pull for that man.
No, you have to.
You kind of have to.
What? Wow, that was a great list.
That was a great list.
We never got like old school.
You heard the typical Drake, Kanye, Wayne.
Lil Durk.
Everybody was like, I think that was the first time.
Lil Wayne would be mad fun though.
I would have mad fun working with Lil Wayne.
Oh, I would have mad fun working with Lil Wayne. You know how I would have fun working too? Pharrell.
Yes.
I'm having mad fun working with Pharrell.
Can we get a female?
Foxy?
Mm. I was listening to her today.
Hold on. I would work with Lil' Kim.
I was about to say Lil' Kim.
Hold on. No, I would love to work with Nicki, though.
You got to.
Like, both of them. I just have to. I love Megan, too.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to Megan on the way here.
Yes. She can.
No. She really can.
Before the industry done twisted it a little bit. Tina can fucking spit.
Crazy.
Megan can spit.
She can spit.
That new song, Lick, I like that song.
Megan can spit. Right.
You didn't like it?
I'm not.
Give me like radio. No?
Put your back in it. Just a little more.
Hey,
that's my song.
I mean, I gotta listen to it a few more times.
Yeah, that's another, somebody else's original song.
Oh, so
yeah.
I know whose original song that is, but she sampled that though?
Probably. You know everything is sampled.
No, I'm saying, but it reminds you of Put Your Back In It, though?
No, that's in the song.
Oh, it's in the song?
It's in the song.
Oh, Megan, I'm going to have to go listen to that.
Yeah.
It does.
I mean, I got mixed reviews about it. I just...
I'm gonna go listen to it.
I don't know. I can't really pinpoint half. I gotta listen to it again.
I love Cardi.
Yeah. I love Cardi.
Her
album's coming out this year.
I work with Cardi.
It is.
I just love Cardi's personality. Like, she never changes.
I love her. But yo, from she the first time I ever seen Cardi on my Instagram, facts, she never changed.
Mm-hmm. Facts. I'm talking back in the day.
No,
she like, I'm saying,
like,
no,
her for attitude, real. Like, no, like, she's still funny. Like, mm-hmm. She's fucking hilarious to me. Like, and I love it. Like, I love her. Like, mm-hmm. Like, she just, like, it's still, like, it's giving classy. It's giving bad bitch. But it's mm-hmm. still, like, I know you're still funny and shit, though. I know you're still funny and shit. Because I remember from the first time I ever seen Cardi, I was dead showing my mom, like, my dad should not play. You know when you show your parent a video?
And they don't get it.
You know when you show your parent a video and they be like, who is that? That's your friend? Like,
I don't know. Like, you just like, ruined the whole
who,
shit. I'm
like, who is that? Like, what was the joke? Like, I'd be like, yo, I used to be tight.
My mother stood like, bro, I don't want to show you no more. Never mind. You just don't do it.
No. What my dad be doing, he be showing me videos that I seen 2 months ago. I'm like, I promise.
No. Like, no, the little text posts. You know what I'm talking about? The little post.
The little meme thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mom.
It's old.
She be sending it to me. No, but I love when she sends me the motivational ones, though.
Yeah,
the ones
that
show you that, you know, speaking abundance.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking motivation.
And it's like, you know your daughter's a star.
Hey, affirmations, baby.
Yes. Okay, mom. The affirmations of the day. Like, yes. Give me that. Fire. Give me that right there. Like, I'm digging that.
That's definitely fire.
Nah, I don't think so. Is it that time, though?
It might be that time.
Okay, so yeah, we forget.
So, our Dirty Laundry segment is a segment where you tell us a secret about yourself.
No indictments.
That not many people know.
No indictments.
No indictments. Look at yourself in trouble.
No name.
It could be something you witnessed, something you went through. Like, this guy, he done
it get a little inappropriate.
We definitely had a lot of like a lot of crazy stories and stuff like that, but it's like no pressure, like no whatever pressure. You feel comfortable telling if you want to tell. It was like you really gotta think.
Mama Mills is here.
Mama Mills is here. Bro, I know. I'm like.
Look at her face.
Like,
she's
like,
go ahead.
What's
go
the
ahead,
line,
bitch?
Pick it up. No, okay, so y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, boom. I snuck in Rolling Loud.
That's lit.
How no, that's fine.
Yeah.
How did that break? Break is the sauce.
I snuck in that bitch. I don't know. I felt like I should have been here, so I got here.
She said I manifested it.
Period.
And did it.
I felt like I should have been here, so I got in here. I went in here, and it just so happened that one of the bands I had on worked. I didn't know.
Oh.
Nah, but I didn't have it. Like, long story short, I got in that bitch. Long story short. And I had more than fun in that motherfucker. Mm.
That was fine.
You see yourself on the stage one day?
Oh, my God. I was watching Roddy Ricch. Like, I never, like, looked at somebody and was like, nah, I'm not going to lie. My mom took me to my first concert. It was Ring the Bells. Yeah, Rock the Bells.
Rock the Bells.
Mm. Rock the Bells. I seen Method Man and Red Man up close.
Wow.
I seen Jadakiss up close. Mm. I was like this. I seen DMX up close. I was like, oh,
this greatness.
I was about to pass out.
That's
greatness.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's legendary. That's a legendary first concert.
No, Method Man tried to pass me the motherfucking... hold on. She tried to pass me the... He tried to pass me the motherfucking blunt, nigga. Oh, my mom's sitting there looking at me like this.
Dang. You bet not.
No. Like, come on. Like,
I'm like,
thing.
Ma, it is Method Man. She's like, I don't give a fuck.
M-E-T-H-O-B.
I'm like, yo.
No, she said it with the lips. That's
yeah.
how you know.
Right.
Yeah. When
you know. I'm sitting there like,
fine.
He's like, all right. But after that, I was like, oh, my God. But when I seen Roddy up there, you know what it was? You see where this mic is at?
Yeah.
All right, boom. That's where the stage was at. Mm. And this is where I was at.
Gotcha. Mm.
The lights brightest, motherfucker. Chains busting all up. I'm like, God damn, this shit look fire. He got the dancers up there. They got the other floor over here and over there. I'm like, nah, I'm going to do this shit.
Mm.
I need them bitches dancing just like this.
Just like that.
I need them bitches in the outfits matching like that. I want the stage to match the outfits. I want everything just like this shit.
It's a totally different look as an artist. That's crazy.
He ripped off one outfit and had another. This nigga did some Michael Jackson shit. I said, nah. I said, nah. This man right here got it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this
Michael
shit.
Jackson.
Bro, he on stage in a prisoner outfit. Rip the shit off. I'm like, nah, I bet. I'ma take a picture, I'ma take a video, whatever, right? But I'ma do this though. Mm-hmm. I'ma do this shit right here. Like, fuck all the other shit. Like, you could be amazed as you want. You need to do this. I was just sitting there, I'm like, damn, it's fired. And I was like, damn, how you get up there? How you get all them dancers like that? Like, is that the label or is that like a setup thing? Like, how you do that? Like, and the band, these niggas with the drums.
So now you thinking
shit,
of like,
you just
need.
Like,
that's how you know like, when you
I'm
really
trying to order this shit out. I'm trying to know how the fuck this shit works. Says who set the who got him the Rolling Loud booking? Like, and who got all of this band shit done? Like, how you got this set up? Like, these dancers. How much are these bitches? Like, they paid for already. Like, they.
I swear that's how I be looking at
people.
Fuck
with you. Like, they on the team. Like, is they on the team? Like, how this work? Like, I'm sitting there trying to figure all this shit out. I'm like, yo, damn, it's a lot of work. Niggas is passing me earplugs. They gave me the earplugs because I didn't even notice this shit's so loud. Mm-hmm. You could go deaf out there. Oh, wow. So I'm sitting there because I'm so close. I'm all the speakers is right there. I'm sitting there. I'm like, they give me the earpods. I'm like, yeah, I don't understand. Like, what was the difference? What was the big difference? So I'm sitting there. I look at them. I'm like, yo, I'm going to do this. And then, like, after a while, I was like, damn, I should leave. But damn, if I leave, though, like, am I going to get kicked out of this area? Because I don't even know how I got in this area.
Yeah, I don't even know how I got here.
How I got in this area in the first place? Like, I think Travis come up on this time. Like, I need to be in this area, this open area right here. Like, I'm like, nah, let me think. Like, then I'm like, nah, this standing shit, this loud shit, not it. Definitely an on stage, off stage type person. Like, definitely got to be that person on stage. Because this standing off the stage shit is not for me. That standing on stage shit is not cool.
It's like once you get a taste of being on stage, like you once or two times you did, you shouldn't mean.
Backstage was cool too, though. Like, when I went backstage, I seen the little trailers and shit. I'm like, oh,
but you got backstage.
How you get backstage?
Too?
Girl, don't ask me no questions. I had about 7 bands by the time I got there. I'm like, yo, because I just kept bumping into people. I'm like, what's good, gang? They're like, oh, what's up? Give him a dap, got a band. I'm like, what?
That's
the
how we move. That's how we be moving.
Now I'm in a Doucet bar sipping cognac with the lady who run the playlist on Tidal. I'm like, yo.
Sure, we going into Rolling Loud again.
I'm like, yo, what? I'm like, nah, I got to tell my mom about this shit. Who I met in here, like, what's going on? Then we get farther and farther in this shit. And it kind of got more and more boring, but more and more lit at the same time. Yeah. So, boom, this way I got pissed off. Chief Keef.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which camera is looking at me? One of these, right?
Mm-hmm. That one? Well,
where the fuck you was at, Chief? real nigga shit? My mama ain't here and I'm still asking you this way. Where you was at? Because I on some real shit, I came to watch that in crowd. Like, what's your vibe? I was going to get on stage. Best believe that. I was going to get on stage. I'm a nerd. I'm leaving with something. I'm getting on stage.
I'm from around the way.
I'm getting on stage. Hey, Brother of New York. Yeah, I'm getting on stage.
Going shoot Chicago.
I was like, yo. Nacho. I was like, yo. Like, I'm back there. I'm at the stage. They're like, yeah, this cheap stage. I'm like.
Never seen?
Yo, like 10 minutes went by. They was like, yo, clear it out. I'm like, what are we clearing out for? Where's the at? Nobody to be found. I said, you know what? Somebody else is going to teach me something. Because if one thing is one thing, I'm going to learn something off these performers. Mm-hmm. I went to go see A$AP Ferg. I went to go see Lil Uzi. I went to go watch Travis. I saw Playboi Carti. I watched a few people. Some of them you have to watch from a distance. I seen Trippie. I seen Sleepy Hollow. He's actually a really good performer.
Wow.
It was a lot of people that I was just like, wow. Like, wow.
Yeah.
The reaction A$AP Ferg gets off of the crowd, I need.
Crazy.
Hype. Oh.
Crazy.
I was in the back of the back of the bag. Mosh pits. How about my other way, not this one? Because Greeny on there pretty good. The first green one, oh, that bitch got ripped off at Rolling Loud in the mosh pit.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, yo, nah, I want to do mosh pits. Right. I want to be the bitch that's making the mosh pits. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get in one.
Yeah, I'm too little for that shit.
Oh, shit.
I will get trampled.
Yo.
I've gotten
and now I
want to
fight.
It's not fun.
So let's just not even get there.
Let me say something. My little cousin, her face, she looked like she was about to die. She's like, oh, my God. I got automatically, my switch turned on. I'm like, oh, I got to get her out. I got her out. I'm like, go over there. Yeah. Yo, it was so crazy. I'm like, yeah, this shit is it. I'm like, yo, I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Right.
Yeah. But I want you to have fun like how I'm having fun. Mm-hmm. But they got to a point, though, I felt like hot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever been, like, in a compressed area like that.
Yeah, okay.
But when it gets compressed like that, your chest feels like it's, like, tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know when you've been running for too long?
Yeah.
And then you know when you run really fast, too long, and you're like, whoa, bitch, slow down.
Right, yeah.
Chest tight. It was like that feeling. I'm like, I'm not moving. And then when I wasn't moving, the people was moving. But I'm
then it
kind of
feel like an out-of-body experience?
Whoa. I'm like, nigga, I'm not moving, and the people is moving me. I'm moving and swaying with everybody else. And I'm standing, I'm like, yo, stay still for a second. I stood still for a second. I was going like this.
Oh,
I'm going like this. I'm like, yep, time to go. I can't, I feel sweat dripping down. That means the lace is hot. That means I got to go. So we out. I met my cousin. I found it somewhere out of there. I say, yeah, who I'm learning from next. Let's see who's next. Whose fire is next. And I just
so you're just
go.
Taking this whole thing as a learning
and taking notes.
Yes.
As far as taking notes.
Oh, no. If I'm going to get caught in this shit.
I'm leaving with something.
Period. No, if I'm getting caught in here, I'm leaving with something. Like, I'm gonna know, like, what I gotta do the next time I go out.
That's hustle. I respect that. That's fire.
That's fire.
I definitely appreciate that. And I just wanna say, we definitely appreciate you for coming on the show. Fire artist, fire female artist. Is there anything that you wanna shout out? Anybody, any, like, pages or whatever the case may be?
Instagram handles, all that.
Anything coming soon?
Take that.
I just shot, y'all can go check out my new video. I just dropped Toxic. I'm about to drop Beat It. I just finished shooting the last scenes of that today. So, yes, yeah, a Mike Jack sample. You know, you're gonna have fun with that. That's gonna drop in like a week or two, you know? And then I got a 50 Cent sample about to drop.
It's Candy Shop.
So, we got, we shooting Candy Shop the same week we dropped Beat It. So okay. The day that we drop and Beat It, we doing a thing and we're gonna shoot Candy Shop and then, you know, we're gonna drop it the week after that. You know, just trying to stay as consistent as possible. You know, I'm trying to drop Loudmouth the EP this year, so we're gonna get that out the way.
Fire.
And don't forget to come back when you do drop
Please.
It.
Oh, of course.
We're gonna be waiting.
Of course, I'll come back for the ladies, of course.
Well, look, man, this is Illest Girls Next Door. We'll catch y'all next Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.